Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash.
I'm Brett Heller. We'll start with Major League Baseball. The Yankees keep playing home run derby in Baltimore.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. Mancini back on the track at the wall. She's gone. He has done it again, Gleyber Torres. It's Gleyber Day. His second home run of the game is 10th against Baltimore this year.
And his fourth multi-homer game against Baltimore. 34 home runs for the Yankees against the O's in 11 games. The Yanks win at Camden Yards 7-5. John Sterling had the call on the Yankees radio network. Elsewhere, the Red Sox and Blue Jays going 13 innings in Toronto.
Pitch is swung on, driven deep left center, way back by Chavis, and gone! Home run for Chavis, and the Red Sox lead at 6-5. Absolutely crushed to the left of center field, into the seats. Michael Chavis.
Joe Castiglione, Red Sox Radio. The final score was 6-5. A's over the Indians 7-2. Rangers beat the Mariners 2-1. Charlie Tilson hit a grand slam. White Sox over the Astros 9-4. Chicago also turned a triple play. Speaking of grand slams,
here's the pitch by Irvin. Almora swings. Hits one to deep left field. Way back. You can look up. Gone! A grand slam for Albert Almora Jr. Lead 7-3.
Zach Zabin, Cubs Radio. Cubs beat the Phillies at Wrigley 8-4. In St. Pete, Kevin Kiermaier threw out a runner at home, and then he did damage with his bat, too.
Pitch to Kiermaier is swung on and lifted to center field and deep. Verdugo going back to the wall. It is gone. He couldn't get that one. Kevin Kiermaier with a three-run home run, the second three-run home run of this inning, and the Rays are blowing out the Dodgers now. It's 8-1.
And 8-1 was the final. Dave Wills had the call on the Rays radio network. The Brewers outscored the Reds 11-9. Padres beat the Diamondbacks 5-2. Rockies over the Pirates 9-3. The Mets scoring 6 runs in the 8th inning to beat the Nationals 6-1. That was after Max Scherzer had outpitched Jacob DeGrom through the first 6. The Braves had 4 home runs. They topped the Giants 9-2. Royals and Cardinals splitting a doubleheader. Kansas City winning the first 8-2. It was 10-3 St. Louis in the second. Marlins over the Tigers 6-3. Angels and Twins were postponed. College basketball news. Juwan Howard is the new coach at Michigan, reportedly getting a 5-year deal replacing John Beilein. I'm Brad Heller.
The Ty Lue jokes never end. Right at the new weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Competition I devour. It's Big Stove, I'm on a mission, chilling with Amy in the after hours. When I'm on the court, they say he's hot like Okafor, but I'm more like Isaac Feldman, cause I'm Lord of the Boards, or the man on the scene like my homie Peter Schwartz, or like Tom the producer, the head coach of this court.
I wonder if that's the first time Schwartz has ever been called someone's homie.
Back to the topic, cause Miss Amy's about to drop it. Play by play, she got the knowledge, can't no other woman. Top of the pioneer in this business, sit back, you're gonna witness a woman in her prime who's always swinging for the fence. So sit back and relax and kick up your feet, cause you're rocking with Amy Lawrence from 11 to 3. Yeah, N-E-R-D-A-L-E-R-T.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
N-E-R-D-A-L-E-R-T. Nerd alert! Things change in this business.
N-E-R-D-A-L-E-R-T.
I certainly know that there is a high turnover rate in many businesses and industries. But man, it is absolutely the case in sports radio, sports TV, just sports broadcasting in general. It's a little bit like we mirror what happens in the careers on the field and the court and the ice. There's such high turnover. People are constantly jumping from job to job to job. Or there's a very high rate of attrition in this business because the hours can be long. The pay can not always be commensurate with the work that you're doing. And some people choose not to make those sacrifices, which is fine. That is absolutely the beauty of being an American citizen, that you can make those choices and change careers and pivot. But we had that rap written and performed for us. Oh, it can't even have been 2 years ago. Now it's an entirely new crew, except for me. I'm still here, but no more Peter Schwartz. He's actually been dethroned as the Chubby Bunny champion as well. If you missed it in the second hour of the show, Chubby Bunny live right here on After Hours. And so Peter Schwartz was the champ. He's no longer the champ. We will have that video. So you heard it here on the show. If you missed it, don't worry. There will be a video exclusive to our YouTube channel. We'll, of course, put the links up on our Twitter and Facebook, but you'll have to go to our YouTube channel to watch the video. And those of you who have heard it have already told me that you've cried so hard you're laughing and that it was absolutely what you needed to get through the night. Your host sucked. I'll give you a spoiler alert. And we do have a new champ. It's not me. Again, spoiler alert. But we have a new Chubby Bunny champion. And again, going back to our rap, everything else has changed. Peter Schwartz is not with us anymore. I mean, he's with us on the planet, but he's not with us here. That sounded very morbid. And now it's Chris and Dave instead of Tom and Isaac. But great thing is the show goes on and we morph and change and we kind of hit the reset button and we don't start all over, but we start fresh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So in light of the overanalyzed, I mean, ad nauseum Game of Thrones series finale, and I could be wrong about this because generally social media is fairly negative, at least Twitter is. I could be wrong, but it feels like most of the reaction to the Game of Thrones finale was negative. Most of it. We're asking you as our show question now as we morph into a Thursday morning. We can even do TBT. All kinds of TBTs here. The best TV series finales ever and the worst TV series finales ever. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, we do have a lot of answers in common. For instance, Breaking Bad, one of your favorites of all time. Sopranos, one of your least favorites of all time. And then everything in between. So we've run the gamut from comedies to dramas to shows from the 70s and 80s to shows that just ended in the last couple of years. So again, you can find us on social media. We've been taking a lot of calls too, which is great. We've had at least a half dozen people call up who've never called into the show before. So I like it when we can suck you in. I know you've been listening, but when we can get you to call, that's sweet. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4CBS. Couple of sports notes. Now, there were no basketball or hockey games on Wednesday night. Kind of a weird, dark day in the NBA and NHL playoffs. And we're getting to the point where there's just a handful of games left, so we better get used to it. So Major League Baseball with a couple of cool storylines. Rajay Davis, 38-year-old Rajay Davis, his first at-bat in a Mets uniform. In fact, he took batting practice in a completely different state and joins the Mets and ends up hitting a home run in his first at-bat. And now the Mets have won 3 in a row, so that's kind of cool. Mickey Callaway maybe breathing a little bit easier. The Yankees-Orioles never need to play again for the rest of the year. I feel like they've already played their 19 games against one another, but Gleyber Torres now has 10 home runs. Not this season. 10 home runs against the against the Orioles. So he's already had 10 different home runs against the Orioles this season. That's crazy. That, again, means they've played too much. But also means that the Yankees have the Orioles number. We know that for sure. But he's padding his stats. Many Yankees are padding their stats against the Baltimore Orioles. And so that's kind of a quirky little stat. We had told you on last night's show that the Orioles are the quickest team in the history of the sport ever to surrender 100 home runs, and the Yankees are a big reason why. Austin Riley continues his tear for the Atlanta Braves, and then the Chicago Cubs have had a couple of dramatic wins lately, but Albert Almora with a grand slam. And so those are a couple of the baseball storylines that jumped out at me. Oh, there was a triple play as well for the Chicago White Sox, and we'll be doing a lot more baseball as we head into the dog days of summer. Football notes, too. We'll toss in a few of those. Juju Smith-Schuster talking about the Steelers wide receiver room now. And really, he has moved on. Even if he hasn't moved on, you're never going to know it. The Key Biscayne spring meetings. The NFL owners meet like every 2 weeks. This time they're in Key Biscayne. And Roger Goodell actually talking about potential punishments for Bob Kraft and Tyreek Hill under the NFL's disciplinary policy, and also about the investigation they're doing into marijuana for medical purposes and for pain relief. So we'll hear from the commissioner of the NFL a little bit later on. Drake, I mean, let's face it, Drake is more well-known and famous with a greater reach than, I mean, could you say anybody else in Toronto? I kind of feel like that's accurate, right? I mean, the Toronto Raptors and certainly the Toronto Maple Leafs are beloved, maybe the Blue Jays, beloved by the sports fans. But Drake is a superstar, international superstar, and no one in Toronto seems to care that he very often, I mean, he's like the new Spike Lee. So remember Spike Lee used to engage with players when they would roll past him at Madison Square Garden? I don't recall that he ever gave the head coach a massage. Like, I don't think that's the case. He did heckle other players, like Drake has been heckling Giannis. But Drake reminds me of a cross between Spike Lee and Mark Cuban. The way that Mark Cuban would get all up in the officials' grill, and he would almost insert himself onto the court. I don't know whether or not the NBA cares or notices. Nick Nurse swears he had no idea that Drake came up and kind of gave him a mini shoulder rub. I don't think Drake has a box that he has to stay in, but it's hysterical that this has now become all the rage, not just for the Raptors, but for the Bucks. Mike Budenholzer actually responding to Drake and to the way that he's been trolling Giannis and to the way that he's parading up and down the sidelines from his courtside seat. He's definitely not staying in his seat. And so it's working. If you're Drake and you have the reach that he does and you are a huge Raptors fan and you want them to get to the NBA Finals and kind of bust through this glass ceiling, and you're spending your time trolling and you're drawing all this attention onto yourself, and you're getting under the skin of, if the head coach of the opposing team is actually talking about you as well as athletes, I think Giannis is kind of to the point where he's not commenting anymore. But man, I feel like Drake's job is done. I mean, he's doing his job. He's getting under the skin of the opposing team, and I don't know whether to laugh or cry. I mean, cry might be a little bit too strong, but I'm not sure if I'm laughing with him or laughing at him. The whole thing is just bizarre, the way that he acts during games. But if the Raptors don't mind and the NBA's not going to step in, then I guess it just becomes the Bucks' problem. So that's, that's actually one of the top stories in sports. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Then the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wanted to bring this up again, too, because I didn't quite finish telling you the story. But this also caught my eye. I appreciate that you've got a Dan Gilbert who's more tempered in his comments. And he waited a while before he said a whole lot about LeBron James leaving Cleveland for the second time. So this all comes in his reaction, or his kind of talking about John Beilein getting hired as the Cavs' new head coach. And he's telling that story to Terry Pluto of The Plain Dealer. But then he starts talking about LeBron James. So again, his comments are more measured. They're more calculated. But he can't help himself. He has to tell you how he feels about LeBron James. And so a couple of the terms that he used, I don't think that these are damning. I don't think they're going to get him in trouble the way his comments did the first time LeBron left Cleveland. So again, I think he's learned his lesson, but still, he's kind of pulling that curtain back and giving us a peek behind it. one of the phrases that jumps out at me was the limited shelf life with LeBron James. Now, that's because of his age, he says, but also because of his contract commitment. So they were prepared to win now at all costs, right? They were going to do whatever it took to put the team around LeBron that he wanted, which of course we knew, and that he needed to win a title. So it was like, forget the process, forget everything else that we've built to this point, forget the fact that we've got young players that might develop into stars in the case of, say, an Andrew Wiggins, forget all that. Nope, it's LeBron or bust. And what LeBron wants, he gets. What LeBron needs, he gets. And so Gilbert goes on to admit that, yes, the coaching change they made from David Blatt to Ty Lue, yep, that was all about LeBron James. It was because of the win now culture with LeBron. He also talks about, and this is an interesting analogy, not one that we haven't heard before, but this one came from Kevin Durant going back earlier in the season when he was talking about how it takes a special free agent to play alongside LeBron. Gilbert says it all revolves around the sun, which is him. Again, not a foreign concept, but the idea that Dan Gilbert is saying it, more measured, more controlled, but essentially admitting that everything they did was to accommodate LeBron. While he's being honest, he says it was worth it. And that's the moral of the story. So if Gilbert hadn't said that, I would be a little more, not offended, that would be too strong of a word, but these comments might bother me more. If he's talking about how, it all revolved around the sun, which is LeBron James, but he doesn't then finish with, it was worth it. We won the title. And so they knew probably that LeBron James was going to leave because he had the out clause in his contract. But the whole point is, we did everything we had to do to win a title. Four consecutive trips to the NBA Finals, and we won the 2016 championship. So yeah, it involved pulling up some of the plants that we'd seen grow a little bit, pulling them out of their roots. It involved firing a coach and bringing in a guy that maybe we wouldn't have otherwise. It involved all of these moves simply made to accommodate LeBron James. But it worked out, Gilbert says. We won a title. And that is, of course, the moral of the story. And I don't think there are... I don't think that you could have... You would find very many teams who would say they wouldn't do the same exact thing. Because going to the NBA Finals 4 years in a row, regardless of what you have to do to get there, winning a championship changes your franchise. That kind of success, even if it's for a limited window, changes your franchise. And so you do whatever it takes, win at all costs. And that's kind of the point that Gilbert is making. Yeah, we made a lot of unconventional moves, moves that we wouldn't have made otherwise. And now we're paying the price. But it was worth it. Because we won a title. Hashtag the rest of the story. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Best and worst TV series finales. For me, I've got two very distinct ones that stand out, both best and worst. So on Twitter, on Facebook, and our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Now I can't stop listening to this song. St. Louis Blues did it to me.
You gotta get him somehow. I think you got to slow down before you start to blow it.
Admit it, it's catchy.
I think you're headed for a breakdown. So be careful not to show it. You really don't remember. Was it something that he said? All the voices in your head. Calling Gloria. Gloria.
I don't know what song the Boston Bruins used as their rally cry, but whatever it is, I won't like it as much as Laura Branigan's Gloria. So if the Bruins have a song that they play after they win, great. We'll play that one on the show, too, to be equitable. But I loved that song so much when I was a kid. And the St. Louis Blues have recalled those memories for me. We had the chance to get the story behind the song earlier on the show. It was great to have Chris Raby join us from the St. Louis Blues Radio Network. So for those of you who listen to the network, he's the pre and post host. And we got the story. So the story's kind of funny. And it's a little bit of the superstition that we get with athletes. It has to do with how they were down and out, and they made the switch at goalie to 25-year-old rookie Jordan Binnington. It happened to be part of a Philadelphia road trip that had them in Philadelphia. So la, 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 la. It's a really cute story. So make sure you check that out with Chris on our podcast, AfterHoursAmyLawrence.com. Our podcast is updated every weekday morning. And if you missed the latest epic competition, epic fail for me, but the latest epic competition, Chubby Bunny, courtesy of your After Hours favorites, Chris and Dave. And then we had Brian with us as well, who very often fills in on the show. That will be on the podcast, but only the audio. There is a videotape. There is a video that we will share with you. It may feature some of us upchucking marshmallows. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's your full disclaimer right there. But as soon as we can get it up and posted properly on our YouTube channel, we will share that link with you. So the audio will be on our regular podcast. The video, and it's gross. Part of it's gross. I'll just admit it. That will be on our YouTube channel exclusively. So as soon as that's ready, we'll let you know. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. And in case you are jonesing for some golf in the wake of the PGA Championship and that wire-to-wire win by Brooks Koepka, well, we've got some big names. Ricky Fowler, Jordan Spieth, who finished in the top five at the PGA. Also, John Rahm. They lead the charge as Justin Rose defends his title. It's the Charles Schwab Challenge this weekend on CBS. 855-212-4227. Best and worst TV series finales. I blame this on Aaron Rodgers after he went on his long rant about the way that Game of Thrones could have ended and didn't end properly. We thought it would be fun to pick your brain about best and worst TV series finales. For me, Friends is perfection. I couldn't ask for a better ending. It gave me the time to grieve and mourn. I felt like they were going through the same emotions that I was as the show was ending. And it also tied up, but you know, the nice, neat little bows that we like with our TV and our movies. And they weren't perfect endings, but they were happy endings and they were fitting for the characters. In the case of the show Lost, I still have not gotten over it. I watched every single episode of that darn show, and the last three or four, maybe the last half dozen episodes ruined it. But the finale was the culmination of the disaster. I didn't get it. I've read about it. I still don't really get it. And even if I do get it partially, I hate it. So Lost ruined the entire show for me. I would never recommend it to anyone now because it was so unsatisfying when you finally got to the end and there was just no way to make it okay. So yeah, I rue the day that I ever got addicted to Lost. So best and worst TV finales, the ones that you hold on to for better or for worse. Let's talk to Joe, who's in Maine. Joe, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
How's it going, Amy?
Good.
So I completely agree with you about Lost. So when I first started watching, the wife and I had just met. She had already watched the first two seasons. I hadn't watched any of them. She went out and bought me the first two seasons so I could catch up. And the ending just completely was horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, it sucked. I agree.
Yeah, horrible. But I don't think anybody's mentioned this one yet, but 16 Under.
Yeah, no, we had a couple of posts about that. So you liked it.
Oh, my God. The ending in 16 Under was awesome.
Good. So at least there's some redemption. Redemption is the important part. When a show's off the air, we're losing. So we want to make sure we get an ending that at least makes us feel like it was worth the time that we put into it.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That was the best thing. Oh, that was just one other thing I wanted to mention because I was listening to you, I think it was last week or the beginning of this week. You were talking about Star Wars. I'm a big Star Wars fan. So I did see Star Wars, the original, in the drive-in.
In the drive-in, did you say?
I saw it in the drive-in theater.
Okay.
And then Empire was drive-in, and then Return of the Jedi was at the theater. So I saw them all.
That's good. I don't think I did. I asked my mom over the weekend when we were together for my niece's college graduation, and she thought we did. And then we started talking about it, and she's like, oh, wait, no, I did. You didn't. I was like, thanks, Mom. That's very helpful.
Yeah, no, I had to do the same thing. I was like, did we want to? She's like, yeah. She goes, I took you guys to see the first two, and they're driving
to it. Cool.
And then, the last one we saw at the theater.
Awesome. All right, Joe. Yeah. Have a great day in Maine. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
John is in Georgia. Let's hope John has a better phone. John, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Boom! I finally made it in.
Yeah. Whoopee hail.
Yeah, buddy. Look here. It's not really a show, but Johnny Carson was a good ending when he went off the air, on the Tonight Show.
I don't know, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it was really good. Oh, and by the way, I think you need to get some liability tagged onto your rap song. I'm driving, but I still think I hurt something trying to dance to it while I go.
A disclaimer. Hey, if you get hurt dancing to the song, it's your own fault.
I'm driving down the interstate, and that song came on. I was, oh, that's pretty good. But I think I creaked my neck. But anyway.
Oh, well, that just means you're old, man.
I am. I'm 61, so.
And still kicking. Look at you.
Yeah. Look, love your show, and I finally found a thing on my phone that I can listen to you guys all night long. And
there you go.
Just love it.
Awesome.
Y'all have a good one.
We're happy to keep you company. Thanks, John.
Bye.
Uh-oh. Wait, was that another bye? Like a bye, 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 or was he trying to rap with us? That might have been the case. We appreciate the fact that you go to great lengths to find us on your phone or to listen online or radio.com or SiriusXM, whatever it is. We're glad that we're portable and we can go with you and keep you company. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. I have never watched The Sopranos, but how many of you have told me that the ending was terrible now makes me not want to watch it? Same thing with Game of Thrones. Why do I want to invest all that time if the ending is going to be so bad? No, in the case of 24, it got kind of wompy in the middle. Like, it just, bleh. It wasn't good, maybe season 5, 6, something like that, but it ended well. So I felt like I was satisfied with the last season anyway. Andrew Bogish is here in studio. You made a face when you walked in. And that's because your computer was out of place.
A lot of things seem to be out of place.
Yeah, we rearranged everything because we had our chubby bunny competition. So
were you laying on the desk?
Well, we were videotaping it, so we wanted to make sure that people were seeing more than just the back of a computer screen.
Fair. Okay.
Right, so we moved the screens. Also, we thought it best to move the screens since there might be throwing up, upchucking, which did happen. And would you believe the guys then threw up into the trash can and left the trash can in here? So I made Chris come back in and grab the trash can. So it's out there in case you smell something.
You guys puked?
Well, they puked marshmallows. I actually threw up my marshmallows too, but I only had three in my mouth. I couldn't stop laughing, and then I started gagging, and it was all over. I couldn't keep.
No, not you guys. Those guys.
Oh yeah, no. Dave could have kept going. He was clearly the champion. We could have asked him to do a couple more rounds.
And
then,
got you.
And then guess what happened after that? Go ahead, Dave. Tell him.
Wait, what happened?
What happened after you were declared the champion?
Oh, I ate them.
All of them.
I didn't spit them out. I ate them all.
Swallowed them all down the hatch.
That's right. I'm over here winning.
Mm-hmm.
Seven or eight marshmallows all at one time.
It's what winners do.
I feel like we may never be able to. I almost said disrobe. I don't know why. Dethrone him. It was the wrong word.
He was so good today. Yeah. Maybe you could never do it again. He broke the contest.
We will. We got to find somebody who can beat him. Speaking of disrobing, you know what happened when I walked in this morning?
Oh, boy, no.
Well, it was last night now, but okay, now right. It's this morning. I swear I'm not making this up. I look up to the two TVs, as I always do. I didn't have a chance to change the channels. Usually when I walk in, I change the channels right away to put on, say, MLB Network.
Right. Sports, not right. Charmed right. On TNT.
Exactly. Yeah. So whoever left the TV on this particular channel, there was a naked woman, like, right there on TV. So I'm assuming that no one paid for porn, which means that it happened to be a channel, that wasn't sports. I mean, I hope not. Anyway, I couldn't talk. Like, I looked up and I was like, what is that?
Why do I need to be naked?
Exactly. Yeah. And so I had to get up. I barely said hello. I had to get up and go over there and change the channel. And everybody had to talk amongst themselves. Because who can do a talk show with naked lady?
Like, really naked or like in her underwear naked?
No. Like, absolutely naked. There were body parts that I don't need to see while I'm working or really anytime.
Why? What? I know that we don't have every channel in here. I know the list.
Telling you what I saw.
Channel would have had nudity on it.
She was climbing all over a guy, and she was not wearing any clothes. And then she sat up, and you got the full frontal. And I was like, "What is happening right now?" I mean, my eyes.
Scott is on before you, so I guess anything is possible with that crew.
But also, you know, in the back, we have a couple of floating channels where they can change the networks. So I'm wondering if somebody played an evil trick and changed the network, and I got stuck with Naked Lady.
But all of the channels that our cable company provides that would involve nudity cost more money that I feel like, you know,
Full frontal.
If custom holds, we're not paying that money for the extra channels as a company. So
maybe this is streamed off the internet.
I don't, and I'll explain that. You didn't do like the channel up, channel down, just to see which channel it was.
I wanted it off the TV as quickly.
What number
as possible.
Was it? Do you remember?
I could find out while you're doing your update. I'll page down and see if I can find her again.
Well, I would hope she's still not there.
How could you possibly do an update? Wouldn't you feel the need to cover your eyes?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not as professional as you. I didn't.
That's fair.
I was
if
good.
If there's one thing I can do, it's read uninterrupted. That's my skill. You can't.
No, you missed part of that.
No, I don't think so.
Read uninterrupted. You made a face when your computer was out of place. I'm not buying it.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find the chick again.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
What you want while I'm reading. I will not miss a beat.
We're going to throw marshmallows at him right now.
Wouldn't bother me.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's awesome how we can associate a particular song with a TV show, or just in general, a memory. Songs very often can call to mind sharp memories of a certain person or an event or a stretch in time. And so that song will always belong to Cheers, of course. And many of you have mentioned that Cheers was the best TV series finale that you've ever seen. I think the most popular answers for best ones are, I got a lot of Six Feet Under, a lot of Breaking Bad. A lot of you agree with me about Friends. Many of you also agree with me about Seinfeld. I didn't think it was a great ending. In fact, I was remembering the wrong ending just because I had blacked out the actual ending to the series. A lot of you are saying that MASH is one of the best that you've ever seen. That wasn't a show that I watched, but my mom and now my mom's husband, he loves it. He watches MASH every single time he comes across it on any TV network anywhere. So those are some of your most popular answers for great TV series finales. A bunch of you are saying How I Met Your Mother was the worst TV series finale. So Keith on Facebook says, I invested 9 years of my life into Ted, etc. And he finally meets the mother. And literally the next scene, they kill her off and Ted goes ahead with Robin. You could have watched the last two episodes and you would have understood the whole series. Oh, gosh, that's a waste. So you're saying, a lot of you are saying How I Met Your Mother is one of the worst. Some of you are telling me that that Dexter is the worst. A lot of you actually are saying that Dexter was the worst. And then a bunch of you were saying that Game of Thrones was bad. And then a lot of you agreeing with me about Lost. Such a waste. So anyway, you can find us on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Again, you can be looking for the link to our Chubby Bunny video, which we'll post once we have a chance to get done with our radio show. 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Can you do me a favor before we hit the top of the hour? Can you find Dirty Water? That, I guess, is the Bruins song. So to be equitable here, we need to play Dirty Water before we get to the top. And also, if you missed this, we've decided sometime this summer, not only are we going to have a battle of the bands, but we're going to do a week in which we devote a singular show to the music of the different decades, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. So Y2K, turn of the century. So that'll be kind of fun once we get through the hoops and hockey finales and we crown champions. Kind of cool to be able to play a little bit and do some other stuff off the beaten path. The NFL owners are meeting again. How many times have they met since the season ended. They got a lot to talk about. They made a couple of announcements. For instance, Cleveland will host the draft in 2021. How cool is that? No, it's in Vegas next year, and that coincides with the Raiders moving from Oakland to Vegas. But then in 2021, when the Browns celebrate their 75th anniversary, they will actually get to host the draft as well. And I'm wondering whether or not they will top the record number of fans that showed up in Nashville. 600,000 people over 3 days, which you can do the math, is an average of 200K per day. And remember, that first round was all they got on Thursday night in the pouring down rain, 4 hours, and yet 200,000 people lined the streets. So Cleveland, well, Vegas, and then Cleveland has got a lot to live up to.
D and I and JW want to thank our fellow owners in the NFL for having confidence in our organization, the city of Cleveland. It's a big, big deal to our area, one of the founding areas of the NFL, and we look forward to hosting the draft. The NFL went on the road, if you will, several years ago, and the drafts have been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Nashville have been tremendously successful, and we look forward to following their footsteps. So thank you very much.
So Jimmy Haslam on the Cleveland Browns and in Cleveland, the city of Cleveland, getting to host the 2021 draft. That's their anniversary, 75th anniversary as a franchise. And then Kansas City gets the draft in 2023. We don't yet know about 2022, which is not odd at all. The combine stays put in Indianapolis, but how about this? They're moving drills to prime time and late afternoons so that people can watch them live on TV. All right, maybe I'm alone on my island, but I do not watch combine drills. I don't watch any of those types of workouts. But whatever, to each his own. The NFL is brilliant at marketing its various events and getting people to tune in, and this is their next ploy to be able to rope people in. So that's the NFL. Really quickly, though, a couple of things that Roger Goodell addressed when he was making his comments in Key Biscayne. He talked about Tyreek Hill, who, of course, is not on the commissioner's exempt list, even though that's what was predicted. That's what was expected. He's not allowed to participate in any of the Chiefs team activities, but he is still a Kansas City Chief.
We are prepared to go ahead and have an interview whenever we have the permission to do so. And then we'll make a determination based on what information we have at that point in time. And so, I won't speculate on where we'll go, but we'll certainly get all the information we possibly can as soon as possible.
Right. So that's one disciplinary action that will likely be taken at some point, or at least steps under the behavioral clause. As for Bob Kraft, they're waiting until the legal process plays out, whether the charges get completely chucked. Thankfully, the video has been suppressed by the judge, but it's kind of a back and forth right now. So nothing's happening on the Bob Kraft front. What about medicinal marijuana? Lots of talk about whether or not the NFL will relax its rules and regulations about using marijuana. It's not even a secret that many athletes in the NFL do smoke marijuana, but the NFL is not in the position yet where they're ready to make that leap.
It's much broader than that, and it's issues that we've been working on for quite a while, which is there are a lot of alternative pain medications and treatments, and those are the types of things that we want this committee to focus on with medical experts and with medical science behind that.
So for now, you're just going to have to be satisfied with one test a year. Don't fail it. And then you're in the clear if you're an NFL player. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Jay really quick in Hawaii. Jay, you got about 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Hi, first time caller. I just wanted to tell you I'm on the road a lot. I listen to Tiki Tierney. I love awesome. Bill Ryder. But your program is tops, man. Ah. You are in a male-dominated industry, your laughter, it is, you are my princess, man. You are great.
Uh-oh. Well, that's very sweet.
Just on that topic of the last shows, I think Letterman's last show, I was slipping between the dials between him and Conan, and Conan, totally class act, said, hey, if you're watching me, flip over to Letterman right now and watch his last show, because this is it. This is the end of an era, and it is something awesome. Just one other thing, a little off the topic here. You were talking about Dan Gilbert and some of the comments you made about LeBron.
Right.
And sometime I was curious if you would maybe run a poll and to see how many Laker fans might be interested in seeing LeBron bring the Larry O'Brien to L.A. And I'd like to start 100%. Off by saying, I'd like to start off by saying I would not. As a diehard Laker fan, longtime Laker fan,
really,
I'm sorry, I can't. I can't see accepting him bringing the NBA championship to Los Angeles.
Interesting.
The Los Angeles basketball Lakers. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. No, I'll keep that in mind.
Awesome.
Jay, thank you so much. It's good to talk to you. Call anytime. My favorite part of that whole exchange, you're my princess, man. Is that along the lines of, you're my princess, dude? All right. Dirty water to be equitable. This is for you, Bruins fans.
I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to tell you about my town. I'm going to tell you a big fat story, baby.
I feel like they play this at Red Sox games. Appetite, since we're actually running up against our heart out here at the top of the show. But like I was just saying, if you couldn't hear me over the music, I feel like they play that at Red Sox games too. I could be wrong, but I feel like I remember that. So, okay, we've got Gloria, Laura Branigan, we've got Dirty Water, and you can take your pick, and maybe that will determine who wins the Stanley Cup. It's very superstitious. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.